afternoon. Everybody can hear me. Right. As you can see, we swapped in the last minute. We swapped, so I will give the tesho this afternoon. For my topic, I choose one bright pearl. Complete and natural and non-dual reality. This is one of my favorites. It's one of Dogen's fascicles in the Shobogenzu. The whole universe in the 10 directions is one bright pearl. It's a good choice of topic for our present time, for our present circumstances. Every day, every moment, we stand at the cliff of birth and death. When will we transcend it? So my talk will be dense, yet fluffy, clear, yet ungraspable. And I invite you all to pay close attention so that we may together penetrate the subtle matter. Shuangxia lived in China during the Tang Dynasty, the golden age of Zen. He was the first to say the entire world in the 10 directions is one bright pearl. He threw the pearl into the assembly hall, but nobody could pick it up. Not then, not now. It is round, complete. Nothing can attach to it. Nothing taken away. What makes it so fascinating? What makes it so beautiful? Dai Dolori compared it to our Buddha nature. All things just as they are. This is the one bright pearl. Still, it is only in practicing this perfection that this perfection manifests. Although Buddha nature is ever-present and exists everywhere, one must realize this fact through one's own practice to become a living reality and to make a difference in one's life. One bright pearl is not merely the name of an object, but an expression of understanding. Dogen said, one bright pearl expresses reality. It contains the inexhaustible past throughout time and arriving in the present. 5,000 years is one day. One day is 5,000 years. Presently, there is a body and mind. You are one bright pearl. A blade of grass, a tree in the mountains, rivers of this world, are not only themselves, they are one bright pearl. Why can't we see it? Why can't we touch it? Dogen reminds us, because we ceaselessly chase things and make them into the self. And we chase the self and make it into things. When emotions arise, wisdom is pushed aside, and there is separation. We are rather the shadow we are casting than being ourselves, true to ourselves. We are creating a separate self by projecting our mental and emotional states onto reality. In our mental states, there is excitement, and sensing objects as separate, man, woman, good, evil, enemy, friend. Based on this false view of separateness, there arises a view of a separate self, whereas one bright pearl is all inclusive. When we don't regard objects with the serene mind of, what is this? We look at life as if we were riding in a boat separate from the water, looking out at the water around us. Huang Po had this to say: if you would spend all your time walking, standing, sitting, or lying down, learning to halt the concept-forming activities of your own mind, you could be sure of ultimately attaining the goal of non-separation. To highlight this non-separation, I quote Yuan Wu: when you are like a pearl rolling around in a bowl, like a bowl rolling a pearl around inside it, when you never divide worldly phenomena from the Buddha Dharma, but fuse them into one whole, this is called meeting it wherever you touch. You appear and disappear and move freely in all directions. There's never anything external. It is clear everywhere, complete in everything. When has there ever been gain and loss, good and bad, long and short? A loaf of fresh bread, the smile of a young girl, worms in a cadaver, all one bright pearl. You are one bright pearl, every single one, round and clear, empty and still. Such is its essence. Extending and withdrawing, killing and bringing life. Such is its marvelous function, Yuan Wu. One bright pearl, this is your true nature, as you stand alone and naked. It's shining, vital, brilliant, shining through you, like a baby, pure being, wisdom before opening the eyes, action before opening the fist. It cannot be exhausted. A gift received that keeps circulating and is increased as it is passed on. Inhalation, exhalation, the natural rhythm of beingness. We inhale the bounty of this world with our whole being and follow the passage of all objects through the body. Let them in, let them through, let them out. With each exhalation, giving ourselves back to the world, the permeable self allowing complete and non-dual reality, one bright pearl. With each inhalation, something enters the self that previously was separate and distinct. I quote a verse by Walt Whitman: to be in a form, what is it? Mine is no callous shell. I have instant conductors all over me, whether I pass or stop. They seize every object and lead it harmlessly through me. One bright pearl is woven into our garments. Chinese mythology has it, the dragon hides it in its fierce jaw. Although a dragon's pearl is tirelessly guarded by the dragon, it naturally falls into the hands of a person of understanding. Tara, the deity of longevity, wears it in her hair knot. Yet, don't think of it as an object hanging from your neck. Wear it lightly in battle and in love, so that you may mount the wind and ride the clouds. The expression Dogen uses is opening the single eye. The world of non-duality, the world of 10 directions, is going beyond phenomena, before one's eye, beyond objects before one's eye. Animals, stones, the people in their daily lives enter into your body. So you take nourishment and knowledge of the world through your senses, at the same time going beyond. Listen to Walt Whitman's poetic expression. Oxen, what is that you express in your eyes? It seems to me more than all the print I have read in my life. That is to perceive objects without grasping, reasoning, rejecting. This is accepting the entire world in the 10 directions, being alive, being aware, allowing the objects of the world to pass through the self. And Walt Whitman again, in his Song of Myself, apart from the pulling and hauling stands what I am. Stands, amused, complacent, compassionating, idle, unitary. There's a composure of smiling and blinking. This is the moment of the awesome presence of an active Buddha. Not pulled by things or pulling things. It is that which you see before you. Begin to reason about it, and you at once fall into error. Huang Po. This is what Dogen calls studying throughout the body, using and engaging the body. The whole body becomes the dojo, place of practice. The whole mind is the dojo. Wherever you go, is your dojo. Realizing that our Buddha nature is void, omnipresent, silent, and pure. And that is all. One bright pearl. The gateway to realizing the one bright pearl, the complete and non-dual reality, is through our senses, through direct experiencing. This is the entry as well as the ultimate level. Dogen puts it, seeing forms with the whole body and mind, hearing sounds with the whole body and mind, one understands them intimately. How is it possible to notice the radiance of things as they are? Enter deeply into it and awaken to it yourself. As Huang Po puts it, that which is before you is it, in all its fullness, utterly complete. As soon as thoughts or emotions arise, you fall into delusion, into dualism. How do you understand it? If you could, how would you use it? But you know it. When you connect with it, a felt sense, feeling the equanimity of all things, that all things are precious, equally valuable. Go along with that, and there is peace, joy, and freedom. To gain the way of oneness, don't separate from the senses, which are pure conductors of reality. The full extension of the universe is your own nervous system. The third patriarch, Seng San, reminds us, if you want to gain the way of oneness, don't be averse to the six sense fields. After all, they are the same as true awakening. It is the single eye, the one eye of complete non-dual reality that reveals the one bright pearl. Openness to what is, receiving completely with each moment, brings to your doorstep what is. Is it possible that without holding back, you can receive the gift of each moment, unwrap that gift and see what is in it for me? The one bright pearl is neither round nor square, high or low, long or short, minute or vast. Whatever position you take, it will be shaky and your downfall in the end. Whereas the one bright pearl is indestructible, incessant, unchanging, ever present. You are never separate from it. You can never lose it, but you can fail to connect with it. It is bright and shining. It is perfect as it shines through you. Because it is your Buddha nature, you share it with all essence, with all creation. Attending to life wherever it moves, forgetting yourself in the act of uniting with something, Yamada. Entering the water, the sixth sense feels, fearlessly, not holding back, going with your whole heart, going with your whole body. In the fire of the moment, everything is burnt up. No trace is left. Isn't this dropping of body and mind? In the act of engaging body and mind, you die uniting with something else. After the downpour, the glistening of leaves in the sun. Seeing the world for what it is, its wild and marvelous display of colors and shapes, its splendor and exuberance is the world in the 10 directions, is in essence one bright pearl. Direct experiencing, living and studying throughout the body is Dogen's message. One act, one mind. That is the mind that does not dwell anywhere. Relating this to our sense experiences, hearing, seeing, feeling, first hearing, when hearing a sound, being that sound. Upon hearing the sound of raindrops on the roof, do nothing for a while, but listen and absorb what you hear into yourself. Seeing, when seeing a rose, for instance, being that rose, feel the delightful passage of the rose throughout your whole body. At the same time, feel the passing of blood and air through your lungs and the beating of your own heart. Experiencing the ecstasy, the secrets of life with every breath. All is one bright pearl. Sensations. Constant communion and participation with the objects of the world reveals the wholeness of creation. Touching and being touched. My hand is able to touch things only because my hand itself is a touchable thing. It is entirely a part of the tactile world that it explores. We are entirely a part of the sensible world we perceive. What we can touch, hear, and taste is only possible because as bodies, we ourselves are included in the sensible field. Dealing with sensations arising from within. When feeling pain, for instance, being that sensation, what is it? Paying attention without labeling, comparing, or judging already changes the quality of that sensation. fascination with emotional states of the mind only creates bondage and dependency. Staying present to whatever happens, gently relaxing into awareness of that sensation, listening to what this sensation has to tell you. This presence of silence and stillness is then revealed to you as your natural condition, your essence, which is not different from the essence of anything else, one bright pearl. It is said that attention to a thing changes the thing. Awareness is transformative. This is the ongoing nature of awakening, realizing through the body, going beyond the body and objects, letting in, letting through, letting out. Being alive, being aware, allowing the objects of the world to pass through the self. This is the awesome presence of active Buddhas. Dogen speaks of, let your relationship with the Buddhas, that's who you are, be more direct, more visceral, not cerebral. Appreciate the moon, enjoy the flowers. Don't waste your time becoming a Buddha. Toy with the flowers and their fragrance, scents your garments. It's a line by Kido Chigo of the 12th century. Toy with the flowers and their fragrance, scents your garments. When we toy with the flowers, their fragrance permeates our garments. No separation from feelings. I enter into you, you enter into me, as the saying goes. Fragrance and garment become truly inseparable. Dancing and singing are the voice of the Dharma. The senses are a miraculous gift, the Dharmas. You can get ensnared and enslaved, or use them skillfully and with awareness. And in that process, they become tools for liberation. All elements in the sense field, being fresh and new with every breath, are equally fascinating and wondrous. All things carry equivalent worth, simply by virtue of their existence, being the one bright pearl. It's like returning to your home village, fresh and alive, as if for the first time. Trusted, direct experiencing before thought is born. Cutting through directly to the essence, the body of reality. Isn't this the essential wondrous realm of liberation and freedom, where you achieve great independence? Being alive, being aware, the whole universe in the 10 directions, one bright pearl. And I end with a verse by Hong Chi. The round pearl has no hollows. The great raw gem isn't polished. What is esteemed by people of the way is having no edges. Removing the road of agreement. Senses and matter are empty. The free body, resting on nothing, stands out unique and alive.
Thank you.